Okay, are we ready now?
Yes.
Okay, camera's rolling. Okay. I'd like to call to order committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, June 12, 2018 at 6:05 p.m. First order of business is please do roll call.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlouwski.
Here.
Kolograph.
Here.
Spitznagel.
Here.
Thank you, council members. Also, let the record reflect that we have our law solicitor, Mr. William Mason, and our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, and clerk of council. Next item on the agenda is item 3, persons having business before council. At this time, we give an opportunity to any residents to have comments or concerns that come forward, and we also do allow our residents to ask questions under each one of the agenda items as well. Does anybody want to come forward? See someone? Please state your name and address.
I'm Donna Sanders, and I live 7117 Allen Drive. I was out of town when they had, there was conversation about some, I think it's the cement company that's over on Northfield being, doing some work over on Crick Road or being transferred over there or the sale of the property. I don't know. But I just took a few notes this evening, and I'd like to just kind of read it because otherwise I won't get it all out. The village has already disregarded its residents on Allen and Harmony. Some years ago, back as a result of that, I hear idling trucks in my backyard, trucks and other vehicles backing up with the beep, 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 PA systems, paging people. I want to voice whether it does any good or not, that I do not want a cement crushing business happening in my backyard. I think I would rather all that stay on Northfield, where there are no residents that close that it would interfere with. I'm losing my country style living over there, and it's truly not appreciated. I know it appears to affect just a few people, but we all matter. That's pretty basically what I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from any of the residents in the audience? Seeing none, council members, we'll start the item 4, council comments. Mr. Linville, any comments tonight?
I have no comments, Mayor.
Mary Brenner Miller, any comments?
None at this time.
Ms. Allen, any comments?
Not at this time.
Ms. Terlouwski, any comments?
No, sir.
Mr. Kolograph, any comments?
No, I'm fine.
Mr. Spitznagel, any comments?
Not at this time, sir.
Thank you, council members. Item 5 is, I'd like to go ahead under the comments is just to bring this resident up to speed. We did have public meetings and we did discuss this. There's no company moving back there at this time, and they have to present their plans to the Planning Commission, and they have to present where their locations of their stockpile is and everything else. And that hasn't taken place yet, and it probably won't take place till the month of August if they do that. We have heard everyone's concerns, and we have listened to them. There was three gentlemen that did step up and have meetings with our engineers and meeting with council members. It was Mr. Swede, Mr. Fox, and Mr.
Webb.
Mr. John Webb. So all three of those gentlemen were, I don't want to say they're representing your neighborhood, but they are very aware of it, and we have been emailing back and forth preliminary information as we receive it. So those three gentlemen are very aware of what's going on and what's taking place back there. There is nothing has taken place at that property as of right now. So I just wanted you to have that for your record, okay? Next item is discussion on Proposal 97. Council members, we proposed this last week about these masked arms, and $100,000 was offered to the village of Walton Hills, and payback would be $70,000, $30,000 would be the donation. and $70,000 would be the payback, and the payback was over 3 years, and it's 0% interest. And there was a lot of questions for the engineer on this process, so the engineer is here tonight to answer any of your questions or comments, and hopefully we can go forward with the direction of what everyone's comfort level is. Mr. Sheehy, would you please come up to the microphone? So any council member can ask questions. The mic is open.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Mr. Sheehy.
How you doing?
If we do not proceed with these poles at this time, can they be retrofitted in the future?
Short answer is no. The little bit of detail, it's a different structural type. What we're proposing, if it's the individual poles and then wires running between the poles, that's not a very massive pole. The mast arm from the foundation up is a much different structure. So it's not, you can't really retrofit or swap out. The only thing that you could maybe salvage would be the actual signal heads that would be either on the wires. You may be able to take those off and then reuse them, but that's a very small part of the overall cost. Mm-hmm. Even all the wiring, you know, it's no different than, you know, you need a 12-foot extension cord and you got a 10-footer. You can't just snip it and add it a few more feet. So all those things kind of change. The whole wiring harness, you may be able to save the controls, but the way a signal like that works, if you put a mast arm system in, you bore underground and connect the whole system underground. If you go with the pole mechanism and you string the signals together, there's just an additional wire that ties all those signals together that comes back to the signal box that actually controls when the signals change and all the phases and all that stuff. So it's really a different animal. It's almost a complete redo if you decided to change. 5 years from now you wanted to change it, you know, you're probably talking about getting very little salvage out of that system. And if it's longer than that, if it's 10 years, 12, 15, sometimes there's changes in signal head design and state regulations, federal regulations that say, well, the lenses aren't big enough and they need to be 14 inches instead of 12, and all those kinds of things come into play too. So it's very difficult to try to retrofit. I think it's kind of an all or nothing. Either you decide to go one way or the other, and you're not going to have a lot of switch over or salvage from one to the other.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these poles that we have the photos of, those don't require any tie-outs, do they?
No, they're set up. They're not like a utility pole where you have the guy wire going back.
Yeah,
these are set up so that structurally they have a foundation that's pretty substantial, and they're able to stand on their own. And they're based on how much load is going to be, you know, tied off for those signals. So they're wired together above ground, but there's no tie back to keep the pole standing up.
Okay.
So wooden poles, that's pretty common to see those guy wires.
It encroaches too, those guy wires. So,
yeah, sometimes where pedestrians would go or whatever, you got a wire kind of running diagonally across. Yeah.
Well, I saw one today where the stanchion, you have to pound into the ground at an angle, the same angle that the wire is going to run to the pole.
Right.
Which is of considerable length. And then you got the wire going up, maybe two or three wires, okay, that I've seen on some of the others. So this would seem to be a no-brainer in terms of how we're going to improve that corner up there. Thank you, Mayor.
Any other questions?
Yeah, but I don't.
Gloria?
Yes. We have to decide this month for this.
Well, I don't know the details on that other funding, but what I can tell you is we are at a point where we really need to make a decision one way or the other, because we need to order the poles or the mast arms, whichever one we go with. There's a fair amount of lead time, and it's unfortunately getting worse. There's a lot of aluminum in these things, and you know, and steel, and with all the trade tariff shenanigans that's going on, all the stuff is having longer lead times. And there was another second supplier that has recently gone out of business, so there's very few people that actually make these things. So if we're going to get this thing ordered and, you know, bid out, ordered, and in the ground at some point or up in the air, we really need to get moving. And I know we, you know, we're off in summer for a little bit too, so to wait till September to decide on something like this would be a long time to wait.
If we decided yes on this now, when actually would they be implemented?
Well, you're still, we still need to go, if you go with the mast arms, we'll need to redesign it because it's not been designed for the mast arms. So if we go with the mast arms, there's a little bit of time to redesign it, then we'd need to bid it out and then hopefully award a bid. That's probably a 2 to 3 month period of time. And then once we have awarded the bid, you're probably talking another 4 to 5 months before the mast arms are deliverable. Now, there's other things that can be done in terms of getting ready for them, but that's really when you'd be talking. So you're talking 8, 10 months before it would actually be installed.
So winter.
It's probably going to be spring, because then you also have one of the other components here is doing some widening on the roadway. So that work, you have to time it all. You can't. We have to move the poles before we can really do the roadway work. So that roadway widening work would be spring of next year. Yeah.
And the first payment would be due in September.
That's the way the agreement's written. Yeah. First payment's $23,000 and some like $333 in September, and then there's two other payments the following next two years.
September of this year.
No, next year. Next
September.
No, no payments this year. It won't affect our budget this year. But it's something we have to look at next year when we do our budgeting in November.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Don, so let's say you have those there, those two there. Then as we're moving down, I see Northfield, they already have the mast. Now we're moving down, we pass our intersection, okay? And you move down to, you get down towards our industrial area.
Crick Road, yeah.
Are any of those changing there?
No.
No, we're not doing any
work. No, we're not doing any work over there.
So all the remaining poles, everything would be the same?
Correct.
Any other questions?
No, I'm good this time.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Well, that would not preclude us from doing something later, though, to those other areas, is that correct?
Those other intersections?
Yeah.
You could. Again, the work that we're trying to get CEI to do is driven by the fact that the road needs to get wider. So those big, huge poles that are carrying all that electricity, yeah, those needed to move, and that was a big coordination issue. And so the big focus here is right at that intersection. That's where we're having our backups. That's where it's really underserved by the lanes the way they're set up now. So once you make the intersection wider, you have to move the signals and change the signals. And the discussion we're having now is, are they going to be poles on wires, or is it going to be a mast arm signal system?
Sure.
And that's really, you know, but there's going to be additional capacity. Now at Crick and Northfield, you really don't have a need to do any widening there. I don't see a need for it unless there was a big change in use where you had a lot of additional traffic going in and out of there. But 95% of your traffic's heading north and south. So,
thank you, Mr. Sheehan.
Sure.
Any other questions from any other council members?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Mr. Sheehy, the rest of the area is going to remain the same. This is strictly talking about for the traffic lights, correct? We're still going to have all the rest of the high-tension wires going throughout the area.
Yes, they've been moved a bit, but they're still carrying that power up above, and all the other telecommunications and phone and everything else that's on there is still going to be there, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to put the wires underground would be millions of dollars.
Millions per mile.
Yeah, looked into that.
It's a huge cost.
The other option was to move all the wires behind all the industrial areas and run them, behind the buildings. But that's still in the millions. And I couldn't get First Energy to look at those options. So this was the best option to get First Energy to absorb the cost and move the poles. And the thing with a lot of this, they've already moved one of the poles in power, but now we're waiting on AT&T and some of the other cables. So there's a lot of a lot of variables involved in this whole process. And if you remember, sure. I think it's about 2 years now we've been working on it. So yeah. Now we're getting right to the close to where hopefully this time next year there'll be stripes on the road and they'll be finished, hopefully. Any other questions for Mr. Sheehy, the village engineer? Does council want to make any recommendation if they want to put this on the agenda to accept it next week on council meeting, or would you rather open it up to the audience to make comments? I'm going to ask you about the next items, too. Yes, you can either sit down or wait. It doesn't matter.
Mayor, I support putting it on the agenda.
Okay. That's one support. I just need to have Gloria. Anybody else?
Mr. Mayor, yes, I know last week and talking, but I'm kind of on the fence right now. I want to look at it more, and I just don't know. I looked at that corner. You know, I probably drive by that corner more than anybody here, just living right around the corner. And as I come down that area, I'm not sure. I just don't know about spending the money. I know when we first talked, they were talking about giving us more money. It'd be nice if it was 70-30. I think this council could probably absorb that and say, okay, we'll spend $10,000 a year. I don't know if there's any possibility to see if they would be willing to give us more money for that improvement. I don't know.
Mr. Mayor, I'm kind of with Don. Would I like to see them? Absolutely. Do I think we need them? Absolutely. I just can't justify it right now. And I said to Don, I said, I wish it was flipped. I wish that we were only paying 30. It was nice that we got that much. But it's hard to swallow the $70,000. So I don't know where I am with this right now. So, but I can't say yes right now. Okay. I have to. It's too much.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I guess the tough decision is, if we know we're going to do it down the road, and I mean, now's the time to do it because we're getting some money, but I just don't know if I don't know. If I knew exactly what was going on with the corner, you know, if it all depends on that corner, too. If that corner stays more industrial, I don't know how much it matters. But it does matter because it's our gateway. I don't know. It's
Yeah, it's a tough
I was just, spot. I wish you didn't have to pay as much for it.
Mr. Mayor, go ahead, Tommy.
I'm sorry. And I heard it said before that we were going to budget that completely ourselves at one point.
We had it in the budget. We removed it in November.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had it in November.
So here we're getting money, and then we're getting what?
That was what the question was in November. If we could find other resources, they would look at that.
Then we pay off in 3 years. I mean, so that's not that heavy an impact on the budget if you think about it. I mean, it's $23,000. In 19 September?
Yeah, 19 and 20
and
21.
And 21,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Brian, do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm still on the fence about this, too. I keep driving up and down the street there and looking at it. And I do know there's other wires up there and everything. And Mr. Sheehy, he told me what I thought, exactly what he was going to tell me. You know, if we don't do it now, basically, we're locked into it, really,
right.
Basically. But $70,000 is $70,000, and we're really so very tight on this on budget, and I don't see, other than the traffic camera money coming in, any further resources coming in to pay for it. I'm on the fence, as far as I'm concerned, you can put it on the agenda for next week if you would like. I will vote for suspension because I know there's a timeline associated with this, but I can't say I'm going to vote for it at this time, but I will vote for suspension because of the timeline.
Right.
And if it's the will of the council, then so be it.
Okay, well, that's three council members,
and
put it on the agenda.
And you know, again, thank you for, I know it's not a paid 100%, but you went out and you shook the trees to get $30,000, you know, and that's a lot more than anybody else here did.
Right, exactly.
So that's nothing to sneeze at all. And it's, you know, if it gets voted down or up, you know, it's not, please don't take it personally. I commend you for getting this as far as we've gotten with these people.
Mr. Mayor, I mean, you made the point at the last COW meeting, you know, you can present it to us and then...
That's all I can do.
Yeah. That's all you can do, and then it's up to us.
Right. You're decision makers now.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, but your opinion matters too, and I know you want... I mean, so... Now, I don't know where you got three, because I could vote no on it too, so I mean, that's...
No, just to put it on the agenda.
I have to have three council members put it on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
You can put it on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I wanted to make sure. That's why I was taking a poll. Ms. Allen, do you want to say something?
Yes. I just don't think at this time we should be spending more money. And I realize we're not actually spending it, but we are taking that cost.
Right.
You know, and $23,000 is $23,000. That's a community day that we eliminated from this year. You know, there's things that in the report we got from Katie last year that were already almost over budget and over budget for what we budgeted for. And we're charging residents 49 cents for every month for their trash fees and nickel and diming that way. But it's just not necessary at this time. It would be the only intersection in the entire village. You know, I mean, are we going to start spending $100,000 then for Walton and Alexander and Dunham and Alexander? I think it's too much money. I don't think we should be spending it this time. I think we need to watch every penny.
Okay, if everybody's okay, I'll...
And can't argue with anybody here. The tough part is when you do get free money, you know what I mean? But if we weren't going to do them, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If it's something we weren't going to do now or down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could raise.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria.
Mr. Sheehy can probably answer this. How much did it cost? Will the cost be for moving the poles and everything that CEI, you know, that just roughly off the top of your head?
Actually, the CEI pole relocation was at no cost to the village.
No, I mean, I know it's no cost to the village, but if we had to have paid that, what would that cost?
Oh, if we were to have paid that, you're probably in seven figures. I mean, it is a huge, huge cost. Not just the materials, but all the switchovers and, you know, it is a major, major job. It's $1 million-plus job to... Just for the work that they did out there with a handful. It doesn't look like that much. They only moved, you know, a dozen poles. It seems like it shouldn't cost that much, but it's a huge cost. And they're still not done, you know. And that gets absorbed by the utility companies because we're doing the roadway widening. That is something that they have to absorb. If we tried to put the lines behind the businesses, that would be a village cost. So
to me, we got a gift of $1 million from the utility companies. So to me, it's like buying a new car and putting your old rusty license plates on them. If we're going to, you know, fix this village up, you know, promote, this is our gateway, really. I consider Alexander and Walton and Northfield our gateway. So to $23,000, and we don't have to start paying it until 19, I think we should do it. You know, I think we'd be sorry if we didn't do it and wanted to do it later. Things are going to happen in the village. I've always said that. And we've got another year for it to happen, for the $23,000. I think we should go ahead and do it and look at the gift we got of $1 million, because we would have had to do that the way the Roxina was going and the traffic that, I don't know how many of you had to come out the way you came out, but I sat there for 5 minutes to try to get out on Alexander from the traffic that we had. We went from 2,000 to 18,000 cars, so we have a lot of traffic. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to open up the audience. Any comments from the audience about the Northfield and Alexander intersection? We're rebuilding it and moving all the power lines. And this discussion here tonight is we were offered by Northfield Park Associates, LLC, tied into MGM, $100,000 to pay for mast arms like they have in Northfield Village. And they're giving us $30,000 of the $100,000 for free, and we have to pay back $70,000 over 3 years at 0% loan at $23,000 every September 1st, I believe it was, for the next 3 years, starting in 19. This is what they offered to us because we didn't want to go out and get loans or go get bonds. And this project is well over $1.5 million, close to $2 million, because we started it 2 years ago, and we did get a lot of free money and grant money, and we're at that process now where I think the village is out $390,000. Does that sound about right? Of our cost of this $2 million plus job, so you guys are paying for a third of, you know, a big project, which is what most communities envy and really want to get all their funding that way. So I'll put this on the agenda, so if there's anybody who would like making comments at this time. Yes. Please state your name and address.
Sean McCormick, 18850 Alexander Road. Just listening to the discussion, I think that intersection does need help. It needs upgrades. My question, looking at the design, was that the mast arms were very decorative. Just wondering if something not as decorative would be cheaper. Just kind of serve more of a utilitarianistic, if I don't know if I made that up, but more of a just a use purpose, not so decorative, because there is so much going on visually at that intersection. Can we kind of have the benefit of the mast arm but not yet pay for the J.Crew design?
It's a good question, but I think there's a or B. I don't think there's a C in between there, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, that was just my question.
I mean, the engineer could clarify, but I think we have probably the B sign right now with black poles and wires right now, and then anything after that.
You can get some very, very basic poles.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to save a little bit of cost on the material, but that's just for the poles. Everything else is pretty much the same. It might be a $5,000 or $10,000 difference, but you're talking about close to $500,000 for the signal system. So it's not a significant cost. Not that there is some benefit, and sometimes we bid it with different options, but you kind of want to pick the look of it and then make sure that whoever supplies it gives you that look.
Yeah, just with the look. I mean, it would be the only look in the village, so that's why. I mean, I don't know if it's. That was my question.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, please come forward and state your name and address.
Mary Alice Moran, 7500 Linda Lane. I was wondering if you have ascertained whether the owner of the property, the commercial property, in offering us this benefit, if the owner in their owner's multi-billionaire, if you believe what's in the paper, is there any benefit to the business or to our benefactor to having these poles? I know they like to have everything nice, and I'm wondering if they even know that we are technically bankrupt. If we turned it down and just told them the reason why, honestly, would they be not wanting to consider us poverty-stricken, but maybe they would have a benefit to their business to go ahead and do it? I don't know. In your talks with them, what did you figure out?
Well, we've had many discussions, and they're fully aware of our situation.
Oh.
And they are fully aware of our finances. We're not bankrupt. Anyone on council will tell you that. We're not bankrupt. We're just making tough decisions that residents don't like. That's the big difference there. We're not even close bankrupt.
Okay. Do you think then, in the discussions you had with them, that they would see that they have far more resources than we do, and that they see a benefit to their business to have these poles? I don't know, because you've been dealing with them. I wondered if you got a feel for that.
With my knowledge of what's going on and what I know, I'm not at liberty to go into great details, but there is substantial improvements coming our way and substantial growth in our area, but mm-hmm. it could be 24 to 36 months out. So this is a project that's in the process, and that's why it would be beneficial to us and beneficial to all the investors that you clean your gateway up and make it attractive. But if you make it industrial, then you'll draw industrial. It's just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Mr. Sheehy said, if you go with the plan and design that we have, it's going to be more expensive to change it in the future. Simple mm-hmm. as that.
And it's not likely that there will be even better improvements in 5 or 10 years from what he was saying earlier. It's going to be the same poles, but they're just going to cost more, and we'd have lost the time to enjoy them. There's not going to be any improvements that we could enjoy if we put it off and bought them 5 years from now when we're more flush, is the word I'm thinking.
I don't plan on changing the intersection in 5 years. I don't believe our engineers even envisioned that. Usually 20, 30 years is what you do with an intersection. That's why if you look at any successful community, Independence, Brecksville, they all have these same exact things, and they've done them with TIF money. They've done them with monies of bonds, and they've went out, and this village has done none of that. This village has done nothing. We've paid dollar one for a lot of our mm-hmm. improvements, and we pursue grants for our roads. We pursue grants for wherever we can find resources to pay for things, but as far as our community compared to all the other communities that we're trying to mimic and try to make our residents comfortable like, we're nowhere close to the tax valuation. We're nowhere close to the impact of our residents. We're nowhere close to the impact to the businesses. And that's what keeps us viable and keeps us functioning and keeps us in a good position. So right now you have a free offer of free money, $30,000, $70,000 payback, 0% loan. I don't know where else you can get that. And I guess maybe in your world that's not a very successful thing. In my world, I thought that was very generous and very beneficial to our village, and now the decision makers have to decide if they want to do that. It's simple.
No, I think it was.
If they don't do it, and if they don't do it, then they don't do it. That's it. They just live with it. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop Walton Hills from functioning. It's not going to stop. It's just that you have an opportunity now and in the future when residents are saying, why aren't we like Northfield, or why aren't we like Brecksville, or why aren't we like Independence? This is a document that will be signed and says, well, you had a chance.
Well, I didn't question that it would be an improvement. It's just I wondered if there was any chance that the business that we're getting the benefit from would pick up the cost of it, because it might be a business, is something to support or enhance their business. But I guess it was more like they're doing us a favor, and that's simple as that. Is that pretty much it?
They're doing us a favor because the timing's not there.
Okay. Thank you.
If the Ford plant goes up for sale, things could change.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is everything.
So
we've been working on this 2 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Mayor,
Mr. Mayor,
get us $30,000, though. I mean, that's something.
All right.
I mean,
any other comments?
I'll beg to differ with you. Mary Alice, first of all, I don't think anybody is doing us a favor. No one gives you $30,000 unless it benefits them, too. I said nobody gives you $30,000 unless it benefits them too.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I know that. We all know that. There's no favor. I mean, we all know that that business makes a lot of money. And is it a nice gesture? Does it help us? It gives us something to think about. If it wasn't benefiting them, they wouldn't be putting the money there. I mean, because it's a business. I mean, we all know that. So I beg to differ there that it's doing us a favor, because in the business world, there's not too many favors. It's usually what I can do for you and you can do for me. So, and that's how I'm looking at it. And I know when our discussion started, it was hoping they were going to pay more than that. So maybe they will in the end. I don't know.
If I could continue, Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Lindell.
Yeah, I I think Mary Alice gives good counsel sometimes, and what have you, and she and I agree a lot on a lot of things. I did not know that I was presiding or helping to preside over a bankrupt community, though, or a technically bankrupt community. Because I'm looking at this and I see $698,000 in cash and a tax base that's supporting our community. So I would highly think that we're stressed, and I hope nobody takes that out of this chambers to say that our village is bankrupt, because we're not. Okay, we have a nice tax base, and we have, you know, some cash in the bank. So we just have to watch it very carefully. $30,000 we're getting, and $23,000 a year. Believe me, I've seen us crank a lot more foolish things out than $23,000 a year, okay, for 3 years. So I'm going to support this because it dresses up that intersection up there, and it makes it attractive to people. People come in and see that and say, wow, it's an attractive community to locate into. So that's my opinion there.
Any other
we're
comments?
Not bankrupt, though.
Any other comments from council? No, we're not going to go back and forth, Ms. Mary Alice.
No, I don't want to go back and forth. I just want to say I thought I was taking into consideration the amount that we owe, worried that we might owe more. That was what I was saying.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, item 98.
Yeah,
item 98 was the proposal 98 that I gave to everyone. And Mr. Sheehy, you could reiterate that. That's where the county gave us money. I know you're not aware of the proposals, but I wrote down numbers so I could stay on track.
Okay.
Proposals 98 where the county gave us money, and this is a 2019 project, not this year. And council, this is just if you have any questions about this, and this is not going to be on the agenda till next year. This is for our budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
So this became available, and if you look at the dates, we just got the funding from $200,000 0% loan from the county for 20 years, and then we got $150,000.
That's not from the county.
Small government.
Yeah, that's state of Ohio.
Yeah, you can clarify.
Okay.
We got $250,000 from the county.
Correct.
From Armand Budish, yes.
Yeah, we...
go ahead, Mr.
This is for basically a resurfacing and upgrade to Alexander Road from Northfield to Walton Road, so a pretty busy stretch of roadway there. Hasn't been touched in terms of paving. We've done some minor crack seal and things like that, but it needs attention. We were able to secure $250,000 from the county, and we also applied for Ohio Public Works funding, and we found out that just a few weeks ago that we are going to get funded by Ohio Public Works, both for a $200,000 zero interest 20-year loan, and also for, I think it's about $159,000 grant. So the upfront out-of-pocket for the village is zero, and the payment for the remainder of the balance of the loan is $10,000 a year for 20 years with no interest. So that's about as good as it gets. So we're excited that we were able to get that funding. From a timing standpoint, the county's funds are available in 2019. So we would proceed with plan preparation this year and bid it out sometime after the beginning of January 2019 and look to get it paved in the summer, spring and summer of 2019. And that's when we would get probably our most competitive pricing, is to bid it out in January, February for, you know, opening bids in March, that type of thing.
Any questions or comments about this, council? This will be on our, this will be in the 2019 budget. Yes, Mr.
Chairman. That includes the intersection of Walton and Alexander, right? Because that's where a really bad place is at right there. It's horrible. The sinking and everything. So.
I'm sure they'll address
that. We'll clean it up. I mean, we can't go too far down the roadway. I mean, we are limited. But you could usually do probably about 50 feet on either side of Alexander.
Yeah. Plus the area within the intersection itself.
Yeah, we would do the intersection as well. Right.
If you don't do that, we can tolerate Alexander, I think, if we don't do that intersection.
Well, we're not going to tolerate it.
You have to swerve prior to the right to avoid that, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other comments, council members?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Yvonne.
Mr. Sheehy, the $250,000 coming from the county is strictly a grant, so that's just given money. That's not a 50-50, that's not a payback, that's not a loan.
Correct. It's a straight grant. Yep.
Yeah, the total package is $609,520. We're receiving $250,000 from the county, and we're receiving $159,520 from small governments, and then we have a $200,000 loan for 0% for 20 years. So it's $10,000 a year you'll be putting into the budget to accommodate this for 20 years. So you have effectively gotten another two-thirds paid for. Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor. Don, there's no sewer work or any water lines being done on this.
No, this is strictly a pavement rehabilitation project. Okay. Yeah.
Any other comments for the engineer? I'll open it up to the audience for any comments. Seeing none from council. Any comments from the audience about this proposal for 2019? This is a project that will be taking place in 2019. Seeing none at this time. Okay, the last one is 99, Mr. Sheehy. This is the South Meadow Park roadway. Council, there's a, the under the road culvert.
The culvert, okay.
Yes. Council, there's a memo from the engineers that I passed out here before the meeting that explains all the details, because there was some confusion that we were going to have to upfront the money, and then I don't want to do the project if it's going to make our budget shortfall. Okay, mm-hmm. This is from the Northeast Ohio Sewer District. But Mr. Shee, would you explain the details of the Northeast Ohio Sewer District and explain that there's money in the budget to cover this project?
Yes, Mayor. As you know, we had actually a couple projects. We had a project on Walton Road that had two phases to it. And the first phase of that work was done. It was non-Walton Road. It was a stream near Walton Road. And we got funded through this regional sewer district community cost share funding, which is 100% payment, but it's a reimbursement program. So you do the project, and then they reimburse you for the money. We broke that Walton Road project into two phases because when we first applied for it, they didn't have enough money in our account cover the whole amount, so we kind of broke it up into two pieces. Well, the piece that we've done has really handled the problem. The banks are growing in really well and everything's pretty stable, so I don't think we need to spend the money for the second piece, which was like another $23,000. I think that could probably be handled by the service department by placing a few rocks and erosion protection in a couple of spots at a minimal cost. So that'll be roughly $23,000 that would go back into our pot of funds that Regional Sewer District is holding on to for us to spend on these types of projects. Well, then we had the South Meadow Park stream restoration project. When we first applied for that funding, they had it set up that you had to, if they didn't have all the money there, you had to break it up into pieces in terms of paying it out over a period of time. We applied for that, and we got it funded, but it was supposed to be broken up into segments. There's enough money in the account to basically pay for that right now. We also applied for funding for this South Meadow Park culvert, which is the undersized pipe that needs attention. Now, that's in the design approval phase. We've designed something. We're giving it to them. They like the project. They've actually allocated the funds out of the account for that project, but we still haven't gotten our final approvals on that one. So from a timing standpoint, it may take a little while before we actually have that project ready to be bid, because we have to get their blessing on it before we go out and bidding it, because we're spending this money that they have allocated for in this pot. So, and again, I wrote a memo kind of explaining how these different steps are. There's enough money there, or there will be enough money there within the next couple of months. They literally keep adding money into the account every month. As the money comes in, they're depositing somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000 a month into the account. So there will be enough money in there probably by end of July to cover all of these projects. What we don't know, and we don't know whether or not from a timing standpoint we'll be able to do it, is the culvert on South Meadow Park. We'll need to have their approval. So we're a little bit at their mercy in terms of how long that's going to take. We're going to go through the process and try to expedite it as much as we can. We might find out that we can't bid the project out till August or September. So if that's the case, we could get up against weather, and it may not make sense to award the project this year. But from a funding standpoint, the money is there. Now, the other side of that, though, is the reimbursement. You have to do the work, or at least portions of the work, and then submit for payment. I realize that from council's perspective, you got to encumber all the money if you award a contract to somebody. So you've already sort of committed to it, and then that could be where you could have a timing issue with a hole in the budget if all of a sudden you commit to the money, but you don't get it really much of the money back till the end of the year. So we would really kind of need to revisit where we are with them probably in August or so, making sure that they're happy and they're ready to bid the thing out. And if we can bid it out, get the work done. It's not a complicated project. It's probably going to be a 2 to 3 week project for a contractor to get in there and knock it out. But if they don't give us their okay till the end of October, then it becomes a next year project. And I think we really need to make sure that we need to look at it so that we can both get it built and also get it reimbursed in 2018 so we don't have a problem from a finance end. So I think we keep that project on the radar, and we decide based on timing that we get from Regional Sewer District whether it's a go or no-go for this year. I don't really want to push it to next year. It'd be nice to get it done, but if we have to, we have to. But from a funding standpoint, the money is there in our account, and it's all reimbursable.
So with all that said, Council, I'm making you prepared because we don't have any capital projects or anything in our budget. So in the month of August, once we have the sewer district's approval and everything else, this is something I'll probably bring back to you for you to give me permission to adjust the budget, and you'll have to adjust the budget. Okay? So it's not off the plate for 2018, but it depends on all the different departments and variables that we're dealing with. But this is another capital project for the Village of Walton Hills that we're trying to use the sewer district money to do. Does everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions or comments for me or Mr. Sheehy?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any problem voting to front this money. It's whether it's this year or next year, you know, for reimbursement, things mm-hmm. like that, because we know we're going to get 100% reimbursed. This is one of the reasons, you know, over the years, I know our budget is January 1st to right. December 31st budget. And, you know, companies do a fiscal year budget, or do their reporting is they do special items, and this would be one of those things, you know, that right. that would be included in the special item. If we didn't get reimbursed this year, we know we're getting the money next year, so it zeroes it out, you know. If there was a way, if that happened, you know, if there's a way that we could show that in a report, and Katie's more versed on that than I am, obviously, to you know, make the residents aware that, hey, this wasn't a shortfall. It's we're getting this money back, even though it's reported as it.
Right.
Any other questions? Any questions from the audience? Gloria, did you want to say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say something. Probably the rest of you got your bill the other day for the Northeast Ohio, the letters on there. I think mine was $36. Well, what they're talking about now, fixing South Meadow Park, out of that $36 that I paid, 25% of that comes yeah. back to the village to do what he's just stated, to fix mine South Meadow Park and the other places where for the flooding and that. So 25%, when you're writing your bill, it comes back to the village to do these projects. So that's where the money is. A question for Katie. Katie, I think if we get like $80,000 a year, but if we can borrow into the next year if we needed it, part of the money, or is that something else?
We never get the money. It sits at the sewer district until we have a project, and then they have to approve it, and then they give us the money. We don't get any money whatsoever. It goes into an account through the sewer district. And we can bank it for 5 years, you know, and if we don't have a project after 5 years, that money's not eligible. So our goal is to always have some kind of projects for improvements and to fix a lot of our drainage issues in the village.
And it can be carried over. If we don't use it this year, it can be carried over to the next year. Thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions from the audience?
One more thing. But when you bring up the carryover, isn't there, what is it, 2 years or 3 years down? You can't keep it in there forever, I don't think.
The way it's set up is you can amass funds for five years. Let's say you don't spend a penny. You can build up money in the account for 5 years.
Right.
After the five-year point, you'll start losing year one money. So the idea is they do want you to commit to projects. And if you have a big project that's going to cost more than what you have in your account, they'll allow you to spend forward up to 5 years of their projected income, and then each year you apply for 20%. So you're going to get paid back, but it's going to be drawn out over 5 years, or up to 5 years.
Right.
And sometimes we just say, well, we can do 80% of this project with the funds that are there this year. We'll come back and pick up the last 20% the following year. We've already done that with Sewer District.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Any comments from the audience or questions? Yes, Ms. Josephine Wardle. Please state your name and address.
Hi, Josephine Wardle, 17850 Egbert. The only thing sounds a little confusing. The bottom line is we up front the $80,300 for the project. And within 60 days of receipt of complete request for payment, they reimburse us. And this is reimburse us now, not over 5 years.
Right away.
And then later on, we talk about dispute resolution. So there could be a chance there could be a dispute on this thing.
Life is full of disputes.
I know, that's not the question.
That's what this guy's sitting here for.
That's not the comment.
Just put together a hypothetical. I submit something in there and they're questioning, I have things there for gravel, $8,000. I'm like, well, what is this gravel? Well, here's the tickets, I gotta go. So if there's some question as to our invoice or how the work progressed, or we have a contractor who says they weren't properly compensated for something, that exists in every contract. It's just language that has to be in there to cover some possibility that somebody's not going to agree 100% with what we do.
Well, the biggest concern is that we could have many of these projects, and we are every quarter donating $30,000 to this project. It's nice to know that we're getting some reimbursement for our problems. Since we have so much land that our runoff water is running into our land, not into the sewers that's causing the problem, it's good to know that we're getting some help. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none. So, council members, we'll readdress this in the month of August. Hopefully we'll have better answers. But be prepared to understand what we're going to address, okay? Mm-hmm. And the next item that was proposal 100, we've already went over it, was a CDBG grant money that we just had the meeting for. CDBG, yeah, I got it right. So those are the four proposals that we made in this month of June for discussion. And the only one that we're really going to put on the agenda is item proposal 97 for everyone's consideration. Is there no other comments? I'm going to go on to item 6. Item 6, discuss the inside millage. Council members, we've discussed this publicly, I think about 9 meetings and over 3 months. This will be on the agenda next month for a third reading. Next week. I apologize. Yeah. Next week. Thank you, Mr. Sheehy.
Yeah. We'll see you, Don.
So, any comments or questions on this millage? And we need a fixed number that we could put into the legislation. Because we would decided 3.0 or 2.7. And my recommendation was 3.0, and we have 0.3, so that puts us still competitive with Glen Willow and all the other communities around us.
Yeah.
Still makes us the fourth lowest in the state, in the county. Is there any other comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to ask my standing thing, since I know we've talked about it, we went through it with the budget, we think, but has anything changed as far as any revenues that you see?
No.
Okay.
Nothing's changed.
Okay.
As of right now. I mean, I can make some announcements that Manaway Manufacturing sold the building on Crick Road on Monday. I told you that on Friday.
Right, right.
We had negotiations, and they sold their business, and it's a company moving out of Twinsburg. I'm not at liberty to say the company because it's a 45-day process before, you know, transfers and everything else. No incentives, so they're moving 14 employees at this time and hope to grow it more. They're renting space in Twinsburg. So hopefully that's another growth package.
On Crick Road?
The one on Crick Road by Farrell.
Okay, not this building.
Valtrez, by Valtrez, yeah. Not the bigger building. The bigger building's still on that Jobs Ohio and Cleveland Partners on their website. And there's a lot of hits, but, you know, it's like Battleship.
All right.
Hit or miss, right? But there was a really interesting company out of Canada, and they drew back and didn't go too much further with it. It was a manufacturing company. So we'll see. I think that with the different language stakes changing at the federal level, I think that you're going to see outside United States investors come to the United States so they can beat the tariffs. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
They can produce their product here for a cheaper product.
Kim Jong-un might be down there somewhere.
But nothing is, Mr. Mayor, nothing is as of right now to impact
the
revenue side of our current budget.
No, we're still at our budget scheduled where we had our
where we're at. Okay.
Any other comments? No. Any options? Anyone want to, you know, I know that there was a lot of comments about it. Council, we've talked about this quite a few times, and there was a suggestion at one time, if everybody remembers, that we could bring in the sheriff, the county sheriff, and do away with our police department. We could save $1 million there. No one's ever attacked that. We talked about rolling back our tax credit to our residents working outside of our village. No one's ever attacked on that. So these are options that I haven't heard from anybody or seen anybody look at. But if you remember, there's been a lot of downsizing and reduction across the board. So 9 meetings. Any other options?
I have none other.
Seeing none, I'll turn it over to the audience. Any audience, any comments or questions about the inside millage to be voted on next week at 3.0 mills? Seeing no one. Council, that will be on next week's agenda for third and final reading.
Mayor,
yes, sir.
Could we maybe take a poll of the audience to see how many of them are familiar with this issue?
Does everybody understand what the inside millage is?
Yeah. Everybody's understanding what
everybody's
we're doing
shaking,
here?
Yeah.
And there's been publicity. There's been journal and everything, right?
Yes, Mr. Limbaugh.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure I understand what's happening here.
Since 2006.
Before I vote, okay? So, thank you.
Am I right, 2006? You were on council. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not saying that. And I'm not for it, but I know it needs to be done because I don't want to pay any more money than anyone else. But I know I don't have.
Okay.
Have a.
Yeah, I don't want to pay more, but I know we need it too. So.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is item 7. This is the BZA recommendations of the regarding the brick wrap. There was really not a lot of discussion or comments on this. Is there any comments or discussion at this time?
No.
This is also on third reading, so this will be on the next week's council meeting. Seeing nothing from council. Anyone from the audience on the brick wrap around your basement of your house? Seeing none. Okay. Discussion about changing the ordinance that you don't have to use brick wrap, that you can use formed concrete for new construction. Right now you have to go through the Zoning Board of Appeals, and we're trying to wipe that off so it doesn't become a process. It can automatically be new building code.
Okay.
Everyone seems okay with that. Other business, council members, I have a couple comments on this other business, if everyone's all right. Director's reports, they're in front of you. Manaway Manufacturing Building on Crick Road did sell on Monday, 45 days for that transfer. This Thursday was supposed to be a planning commission at 6 o'clock. That has been moved to next Thursday. The builder did not put in his plans in time, and we have to review them. He submitted plans, but they weren't, you know, there's been several different renditions to his plans. So he did get his plans in today, but it's just not fair to the Planning Commission to just throw it on the agenda. So it'll be next Thursday on 6/21/2018. That relates to the Bedford landfill property, the 19 acres. Tomorrow morning is meeting with the mayor at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Please come and have a cup of coffee. And I listen to your concerns or questions, and I try to answer as many as I possibly can.
First Energy Town Hall.
We have a First Energy Town Hall meeting next Monday 6/18/2018 at 7 p.m. Council members, you have a copy of the letter. This letter went out to all the residents that live on Alexander Road and live on Dunham Road and Notting Hill. So they're all aware of this First Energy property that's up for sale, and to explain what overlay zoning is. And I know that Mr. Sheehy will be at that meeting, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, to explain what overlay zoning is on behalf of the village. I'll be there as well to answer questions. And we have our regular council meeting on 6/20/2018 instead of 6/19 because I will be out of town on the 19th, and we've all agreed to make it on Wednesday at 6 o'clock for our regular council meeting, and everyone knows the items on the agenda. And don't forget ribbon-cutting ceremony at 1 o'clock for Descartes Studios on Friday, June 15th at 1 o'clock at the... It's located right beside MPK.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see probably a tent erected or something. The grass is cut there. You'll
so that's this
there.
Friday?
That's this Friday, yes, sir.
At 10?
At 1 o'clock.
1
o'clock. That's all I have for other business. Any comments from council members? Anybody got any comments? Yes, Gloria.
I went with some friends of mine down to Walton Hills Lake on Saturday night, and I ordered pizza from Papa John's. So I saw Papa John's coming down the road, so I walked over, you know, and girl opens the door. She said, "Oh my God, I never knew this existed." And she said, "This is beautiful." And I said, "Yes." I said, "Make sure when you go back to Papa John's, you tell them where we are, because, you know, we order a lot of pizza and that. And usually most people order from Bedford because, you know, close or whatever." So she said, Can anybody come here?" And I said, "No, you have to be a resident. That's just one of our jewels of this community." And Shauna, I want to thank you and those volunteers. Some people do not like that lake. They don't know why we buy services from them. But, you know, if you open the doors to that, you open that gate to that road, you'd have everybody around here coming down here because it's a beautiful place. And you, and all of you and your volunteers really keep it very nice. I don't swim, but I love to come down there, and my friends love to come down there too. So, you know, it's one of our jewels, and we have a lot of them in this community. Thank you.
Ditto for me on that.
Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
When did the letter go out for the residents?
Yesterday.
Okay, so I was going to say, because I have not received a letter yet.
You'll probably get it within 3 days.
Okay.
We wanted to do it this week, so they'll be prepared next week.
Okay. And I have one other thing, if you would like a copy of this. Tinker's Creek Watershed partners up, and they put on rain barrel workshops. And I was wondering if it would be possible that we could get this workshop brought into the village for our residents. Mm-hmm. It has the possibility of a $50 fee for the resident, but that would include the rain barrel with all the explanations about it. And the residents also have the possibility of being eligible for credit towards their stormwater fees if they had the rain barrels. So I think that would be a nice program if we could get in for the residents here.
We've done it in the past. We've done it in the past.
We're part of Cuyahoga County Soil and Water. This year we did a tree planting seminar. And, there was a free class, and people actually physically planted a tree here on the property. But doing the rain barrels again would be something we could look at doing next year, because there's a component for community outreach we have to do with Cuyahoga County Soil and Water, like we did a cleanup down at the lake last year, a stream cleanup. And then the tree planting this year. Next year we could look into rain barrels again, and there wouldn't be a fee associated with it.
So. Yeah, no, the fee is strictly if the
want the rain barrel.
If they want the rain barrel, yeah. Yeah, that was just the fee. That for $50 they would get everything included for the for the rain barrel.
It's got a faucet too.
It does.
I saw that.
It does. It says 55-gallon barrel, downspout, diverter, and spigot.
Yep. Well, nicer than the ones we have.
Mayor. Any other comments?
Katie.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
You're being taped and on television.
Something that comes from my heart. You all know me, Katie Gatti, 7214 Walter Road. I hate to say those things, but anyways. 1971, I was coming to this country with my mother-in-law. First time on an aeroplane, I was very scared and everything. And the plane from New York here, my mother-in-law said, oh, this is a customer of mine, because she worked for Zamos Cleaners. She was the Alteresian lady there. So she says she's an aristocrat because she lives in a very aristocratic village. So I didn't know what she was talking about. She was talking about Walton Hills. Well, I lived with my in-laws the first year of my life here, and then we moved here, and I realized that people here are, they are aristocratic in heart, not in but,
thank you.
But, and I also, because I go back and forth sometimes, I have a family. The first time, 1 year that I came back, I was so happy to find out that you replace those plastic flowers with real flowers on the villa. Because to me that's not acceptable. Then another year I came back and I saw those beautiful corner fences on the Walton Road, whatever, and all these beautiful signs and everything, and the beautiful flowers. So that's what Walton Hills is for me. It's a beautiful place. A beautiful place, our lake, she's right.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable down there. We are just a big family, all of us, and we need to work together. I don't know about your lights and all that, because the truth is you will have people going against you a little bit because you don't have community days and all that, but put your heads together and make something that is good for all of us. I don't know. We love this village, and that's all I have to say. According to this, we'll come out our door horizontally. It's our kids. Our kids don't want us. They want us to move and go to a small condo. But we love this village, and we'll stick around. And that's all I had to say. Okay?
Thank you. Any other comments, council members? Seeing no more comments, can I have a motion for adjournment of tonight's meeting, please?
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
I motion to adjourn the COW meeting of June, was it 12th, at 7:13.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kulagrath?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. We adjourn at 7:14 p.m. And all fathers, happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor.